As Division of Elections officials oversee the count of absentee early and question ballots over the next several days, the specter of voter fraud in an election that saw record numbers of early voting is a concern. Division of Elections Director Gail Fanumiai says election officials have a system in place to ensure that those who vote early can't vote again. Fanumiai says if you vote early, you're automatically given voter history in the registration system and names are crossed off precinct lists.
For absentee by mail and in-person and question voting, we do a duplicate voter check. We get the precinct registers back from all 438 precincts and do what we call in-person election day voter history. And then when our staff goes in to log ballots and when the review boards go in to review the ballots, they know if somebody already voted in person in another form, and we're able to catch duplicate voting in that manner.
And how much has there been of that sort of shenanigans going on? Have you caught people engaged in that sort of voter fraud?
Well, there have been, you know, instances when, you know, in the, I believe in 2008 primary, there was over 30 people who voted more than once in the primary election. And I don't have the numbers for the general, and we're still, the numbers from the primary, I don't remember what they were from this year either, but there are people that do it. Generally, most instances are case of the elderly. They might have forgotten they got a by-mail ballot, went to their polling place and voted, and we haven't really seen any malicious voters out there who are actually trying to go out and fraudulently vote and defraud the system. But it is a check we feel is important because, you know, it is one voter, one vote. Alaska has had closed races, so that's, we take that very seriously.
And if an elder, someone with handicaps, wants to vote at home, who gets the ballot for them? Who witnesses the actual vote to make sure that that person is the one that fills in the ballot that's intended for them?
Well, that can happen in a couple ways. A family member can come to a regional elections office, to a voting station, and pick up a ballot, and it's called our special needs voting process. They can go to a precinct on election day and get a ballot for a family member. There also are organizations who will provide that kind of service. League of Women Voters does it in some communities. We do provide notices at the hospitals that if people are there on election day and want a ballot, we do have temporary election officials that provide that service to people as well. And they are the witness that that person is who they say they are. They get ID. They witness that that person actually signs the envelope and is the one that voted that ballot.
Gail Fanumiai is the director of the State Division of Elections.